This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Final half hour here on WEEI. I'm John Lyons with Justin Turpin and Tom Carroll. Good Jackson producing. We're taking you up till 12:30. Then WEEI will have national coverage of the Bills and Jaguars game. And then we'll have WEEI Football Sunday special time, 4:30 p.m. It's Arcand, it's Shime, it's Mego, it's Ted Johnson. It's all those cool folks. Not as cool as us, of course. But
no, of course not.
Let's get into this game tonight. Patriots-Chargers, first home playoff game we know since the 2019 season. First playoff game for the Patriots since the 2021 season. Chargers better than your average 7 seed to me. I think still a winnable game for the Patriots, but I'll throw it to you guys. What are we thinking key-wise to this game? Like, you know, Wiggy's keys later on in the day. When you look at this game, what are you thinking are the key parts for the Patriots?
I'd say what they've done the last part of the season here. Get the run game going. I think you can't overstate how important the run game is. Having that level of unpredictability, getting Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson going, kind of taking the pressure off Drake May a little bit. I think that's a very important aspect for the game for the Patriots today.
I think the rush defense, getting back to what it was the first 10 weeks of the season, where they were giving up 79.2 rushing yards a game, is going to be crucial for this team, not just tonight, but for the postseason in general. But for the Chargers specifically, they're really good at controlling the time of possession. They're one of the best in the NFL at doing that. And one of the ways you do that is through running the football. And Omarion Hampton is banged up. You have Milton Williams coming back. You have Robert Spillane coming back. And Milton Williams already came back. But now you're going to have him even
fully back,
healthier this week, because he was still kind of hampered-ish last week. Although he
said
he
it was
flashed
about getting his confidence back.
Yeah. Spillane back for the first time since week 13, I believe. So over the last 7 weeks, without Spillane or Williams or both for that stretch, right, that mix of what was going on there, they were giving up 133.85 rushing yards per game. You can't do that in the postseason. You're going to lose. So that's what I'm keying in on ahead of this one. And I know, you know, seeing Drake May in his first playoff game, like, maybe we should all not just assume he's going to be awesome, right? Because he's never been in a game like this in his life. I think this week he was asked about playing in an ACC championship game, and I'm sure he's played in some big high school games, but like, nothing compares to this, right? So we'll see what that looks like. I think he's going to be fine. I think he's just one of these guys that he just likes to ball. Like, he's just not going to be bothered by any moment. I know he's talked about kind of being a little juiced up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Up at the beginning of games, but generally speaking, like, the dude just loves to play football. I'm not worried about Drake May on that front. It's the rushing defense that I'm going to be keying in on to see, can they get back to that form where they started the year and they were really kind of the engine that chugged this team towards that long winning streak.
Yeah, and to your point, weeks 10 through 18, the Patriots allowed 4.7 yards per carry. Milton Williams got hurt in week 11, missed 11 through 17. So it's funny because May and Herbert, those are the headliners, Vrabel, Harbaugh. But to kind of build off what you were saying, the biggest thing I'm watching tonight, how does that Patriots defensive line handle the Chargers offensive line? An offensive line that coming into the year had the best tackle combination in the NFL in Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt.
By a lot.
Both of those guys have been hurt. Both are obviously going to be out tonight. Herbert this year, He faced 263 quarterback pressures. That's per PFF. And he didn't even play the last week of the year. So 16 games, 263 pressures, most in the league. 17% of the Chargers' dropbacks this year were either a sack or a scramble. So even though Herbert's rushing yards is higher, it's a career high, a lot of that is him running away from pressure. So the Patriots' defensive line, with Milton Williams, assuming Harold Landry comes back, with Christian Barmore, Kalyvon Chase on, I know their pass rush hasn't put up big sack numbers this year. They should be able to get after Herbert in this game. If they can't, then I think the Patriots will be in trouble. But this is an offensive line, and the Chargers, arguably the worst in the NFL, it's a line the Patriots should be able to play really well against. And I think that, to me, number one biggest thing in the game tonight.
And Herbert's had 5 fumbles in December. I think a lot of that has to do with that broken left hand, not being able to hold on to the ball as much. 5 fumbles. I mean, if you could force a turnover in that sense, I mean, anytime you can win the turnover.
13 picks on the year, too.
13 picks, yeah. And that's only in December, the 5 fumbles. 7 right. total, but a lot of those came after the left hand injury. I know it's his offhand, but that still applies to taking care of the football, sure. Being able to, you know, hold the ball. So if they can get that pressure on him, like, this is why you go out and pay a guy like Milton Williams to go out and just change this game, wreck this game, slow down the run game. You mentioned Hampton's been banged up, and he's been good as a rookie this year. But if you can get after Justin Herbert as well and force fumbles and make him uncomfortable, and he's already not been great in the postseason. So if you can kind of get to him and, you know, get in his head early, that's huge.
And I think it's going to be one of those games where Milton Williams, you look at him and say, oh, that's why they paid him $100
million. 100%.
Like, Mekhi Becton, one of the Chargers guards, worst pressure rate allowed among guards this year in the NFL. Like, they should be able to take advantage of this offensive. And I know, Tom, you're right. They hold the ball a lot. They like to run the ball. But if you can force them to only run the ball, or you can really disrupt that pass game, then it makes things easier on the back end when you have to cover Keenan Allen or Ladd McConkey.
And you guys mentioned earlier the zone defense the Chargers play. I feel like that helps the Patriots in the time of possession game because they're so efficient between 10 yards of the line of scrimmage that they can kind of just chip away and have these methodical drives and kind of dominate that that time of possession, especially if they can get the run game going. So looking at it like in the passing game, if you're just kind of, you know, carving up this defense, driving down the field, if they stay zone, what was it, 83%? That they play zone,
something like
a ridiculously high amount and led the NFL. Like, if you can kind of carve away at that, just kind of methodically move your way down the field, I think that helps what you're trying to do and, you know, control the time of possession.
Yeah, and I think that's where you miss Mac Hollins a little bit, right? Because he was so good in the middle of the field. But I would look to Austin Hooper and Hunter Henry being a big part of this game for exactly what you said, Terp. It's going to be those intermediate plays, play action, hit Henry or Hooper in the seam. Like, that's how I think you can really take advantage of the Chargers and keep them off the field, because you know that they like eating clock and being on the field.
How many Josh McDaniels is in his bag tweets do we see on the timeline? Yeah,
I will tell you this. As
over
someone,
30 and a half.
As someone who has been a Josh McDaniels supporter for 20 years, I will not tweet that at all.
All right, good.
I promise you.
It happens every game.
But I think, too, like, to your point, like, this is a game where I mentioned Milton Williams being worth the money. The amount of zone coverage the Chargers play, like, this should be a big game for Diggs and Hunter Henry. You're two veteran guys who understand the nuances of those coverages. And I wonder, do the Chargers come in and try to play much more man coverage? They haven't really done it that much this year. Do they come in and try to, like, if I were them, I think it would make sense, because force the Patriots, force a 32-year-old Stephon Diggs, who's, you know, had the injury last year and now he's playing deep in the season, a rookie Kyle Williams, a young Kayshon Booty, a young Damari Duck, force those guys to beat you in man coverage. I'm not saying the Patriots can't do it, but I wonder if the Chargers are going to try to go down that road.
It would make sense, because you do run the, like you said, like, your veterans are your tight ends and your slot receiver, which are huge in the, when a team's playing zone. So yeah, I think it would make sense for them to do it and put more pressure on Drake May as well. Like, they understand that this is his first game as a starting quarterback in the NFL, in the playoff game as a starting quarterback in the NFL. And you mentioned too, Tom, that, you know, Drake's talked about having those kind of those jitters, getting a little, like, being too over-energized on the first drive, which kind of worries me a little bit, because for 85% of the season, the slow starts on defense were an issue. But it didn't really matter, because the offense would come around and, you know, make up for it. If he's a little bit, you know, over-energized, a little bit, he's got the yips a little bit, he's too excited, then he kind of run a risk a little bit of a slow start.
I feel like he's kind of played himself out of that I feel like hasn't been a conversation in quite a
while. I think the Cincinnati game was the last time. He was
kind of
really
popped
bad
back
early
up.
On.
Yeah, he was
Since
missing guys high.
Yeah.
But really, yeah, the Pats offense, and it could be a product of who they've played the last few weeks, has come out of the gate hot, right? And so, again, if the Chargers come out and play zone defense, I think that the New England Patriots should have no problem taking care of business tonight. I think that the Chargers are banged up. They play a version of defense that this offense should be able to eat on. And you have a quarterback that has historically played bad in the postseason. So I think all the ingredients are there, and there's more reasons than that. Omarion Hampton has been banged up this week as well. One of their best offensive players. I think the Patriots should take care of business tonight. I don't think that it should be a field goal game. Like, Patriots are a 3.5-point favorite. I think they should win this game by a touchdown.
Yeah, I think it's in that 24-14, 24-17 range would be my guess. And one other thing, we haven't gotten to this yet, but I think it's worth mentioning, is Marcus Jones. He was named one of the Patriots All-Pros yesterday. He could have a huge impact on this game. Not defensively, sure, but Patriots number one in the NFL this year in punt return average. They had a couple punt return touchdowns by Marcus Jones. The Chargers allow the third most punt return average yards. So, again, if there's going to be a moment, because this, I think it's going to be a close game, 7 to 10 points, is there going to be a moment where Marcus Jones has a huge punt return, gives the offense a short field, they go in and either take a lead, extend a lead? Because as we see so many times in these games, like, look at last night. Green Bay misses, what, 2 field goals and an extra point? Like, special teams, so those little plays on special teams sometimes make a massive difference in these games.
New England defense and special teams to score touchdown, plus 500. Worth a sprinkle?
That's tasty.
Yeah.
A hell of a stat.
With the amount of Herbert turnovers and the Patriots punt return prowess and Chargers' lack of punt return coverage, it might be worth it.
I will say, teams have not been punting to Marcus Jones in like 6 weeks.
And that's true, too. So they might avoid that. I could see them avoiding that. But I just wonder, again, sometimes in these games, it's that one or two special teams plays that give someone a short field, change points. I wonder in a game like that tonight, because remember, too, the Patriots, as we know, very young team, lot of new guys there. Even the Chargers made the playoffs last year, but they're kind of still early on in this thing with Jim Harbaugh. Momentum can be overrated, but in a game like tonight, does it matter a little bit more than usual? When you have, again, two teams that one made the playoffs last year, but still is kind of early in their build. The other one's in the playoffs for the first time with this group. I wonder if it matters a little bit more, and a play like that could make a big deal.
I think it absolutely does, because, like you mentioned, just how young these teams are. I think the emotional aspect can't be overlooked. I mean, it seems like such a cliche thing that people kind of just brush aside, but like, there's a ton of young guys playing in their first NFL playoff game today. So yeah, I think that momentum certainly plays a role into this, especially when these guys are, you know, this is their first taste of it.
And I think that's where a guy like Steph Diggs needs to be the leader. And he's been the vocal guy for that team all season long.
Like, since OTAs. You
see him at practice every day being the guy that breaks the huddle down after stretch. And they talk about how important he is in that locker room. And I know he hasn't been to a Super Bowl, but he's had deep playoff runs and he's dealt with playoff adversity. So you have a guy like Diggs that you can lean on there. You have a guy like Milton Williams who just won a Super Bowl last year. You have a guy in Mac Hollins early in his career won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. There's all sorts of guys that Carlton Davis, another one.
Hooper's been there.
Won a Super Bowl with the Bucs. Hooper has.
Christian Ellis played once. He played with the Eagles.
So you have all these guys that you don't think of as having Super Bowl experience or deep playoff experience, but they were a part of these teams and they can draw on those. And just because they weren't the stars or even if they didn't win, that's all helpful context for these guys to look to and talk about and impart on their young teammates and say, hey, I dealt with this situation this way, and this is how we overcame that. So there are those types of guys in the locker room, despite a lot of young guys being important to this team.
And this is where the coaching part is interesting to me, because Jim Harbaugh won a national championship in college. He's been to a Super Bowl as a head coach, lost a close game. And then Mike Vrabel won 3 Super Bowls as a player, been to an AFC championship game as a head coach, But then you have Jesse Minter, younger assistant, and he's done a great job as their defensive coordinator with the Chargers. He's been with Harbaugh a while. But you have Josh McDaniels, who has 6 Super Bowl rings, 3 of them as an OC. Like, I look at this, and I don't see a huge advantage one way or the other. Because, like, again, McDaniels, I'd take over Minter. But I think, again, Zach Kaur became the Patriots DC in week 2 this year. Like, Terrell Williams went out. And then I think Harbaugh and Vrabel, it's almost kind of a wash. So, again, in years past, we would look at the Patriots' first playoff game. It's like, oh, they have Belichick and Brady. They have the coach and the QB advantage. I think they have the QB advantage tonight. I think the coach, I don't know, you guys, I don't see a clear coaching advantage one way or the other.
No, I don't either. I think the experience is important. Like you mentioned, Josh McDaniels, Mike Vrabel obviously had won Super Bowls as a player, has had deep postseason runs as a coach as well. So the experience from the coaching staff is certainly important. But I think we were talking about it earlier. Like, this is probably the best coaching staff that the Patriots have played this year. We ran through a couple of their opponents. Like, a lot, most of them,
I think it's the second best head coach behind Mike Tomlin.
Behind Mike Tomlin, yeah. And you could make there's the an case. Argument you, that Harbaugh's better.
If you and you could make that case to me, sure.
Yeah.
And either way, at worst, he's second.
Right.
Right. You know what I mean? So I think he's the best. And it's tough quarterback wise because they played Josh Allen twice. But outside of Josh Allen, is this the best quarterback? Because Lamar Jackson got hurt midway through
that
game. They missed Burrow. Aaron Rodgers is 40. Like, this is probably the second best quarterback they've played this year behind the 2 times they played Josh Allen.
Yeah, and that speaks to the schedule, right? Yeah. Everyone keeps talking about the Patriots' schedule being as easy as it's been. Bad teams have bad quarterbacks and bad coaches, right? And to your quarterback point from the 617 here on the text line, Herbert's played 2 playoff games. Let's get off this historically bad crap, way too premature based on the sample size. And I agree to a degree.
Anyone said historically bad.
Well, that's the thing. It's historically bad is where you're going a bridge too far. Football is a game where, in the NFL in particular, where you only get sort of a small sample size to work off of. And it's one of those sports where overreaction is what makes it awesome, right? So, yes, he's only played in 2 playoff games, but he was bad in both of those playoff games. So, until he plays well in the playoffs, guess what? He's a bad playoff quarterback.
He played one last year and led the entire postseason interceptions. He had 4 in one game.
Yeah,
one of them
was
a pick
awful.
6.
And he was the guy at the helm when they blew that game against the Jaguars.
Yep, 27-0 lead.
Awful. Awful playoff losses. So, that's just the nature of the NFL. You have 2 bad playoff losses where you were really bad. You're going to be considered a bad playoff quarterback. And that speaks to, again, why tonight, regardless of the season they had, it's important for May and the Patriots to go out and take care of business. Because if Drake May plays poorly tonight and the Patriots lose, I'm not saying I'm going to be this guy, but there will be guys in your life and that call into this station and tweet and text or whatever that question if May is a big game player
and
if
way,
he can do it in the big game.
And in a way, a lot of the schedule people and the people that thought this
they'll
team
feel
were fools,
vindicated.
Fool's gold are vindicated. They are. I mean, if they like, again, there's a difference between the disappointment and failure, and both things can be true. You had a good season. You laid the groundwork and the foundation for future success by winning the division and winning 14 games. But when you take a look under the hood and it's like, okay, the schedule was what it was, you struggled against real competition and you lost in the playoffs, the conversation's a lot different. And I think that's where, again, disappointment and failure is different, but the disappointment would really settle in.
Got a few minutes left here, boys. Who wins and why?
I've got the Patriots, and we'll keep it simple here. They're the better team. Like, look at the position by position. They are the better football team. They're at home. Chargers coming across the country here. They're banged up. Everything's kind of shaping up for the Patriots in this game. And again, the most simple answer, they are the better football team.
Yeah, it's got to be the Patriots. And I'm echoing a lot of what Terp just said. They're better. They're at home. The Chargers are banged up. They play a style of football that I think feeds into what the Patriots do well. And I think they have the best player on the field tonight in Drake May. And I think that they're going to show everyone that they weren't just a product of an easy schedule. They have a really good coaching staff. They have a guy that profiles as someone that could be the face of the league here in the next 5 years. I think the Patriots win, and we're talking about them playing in the divisional round next weekend,
which would be great, right? And look, I'm picking the Patriots too. I think it comes down to, as I said, that Chargers offensive line, Patriots defensive line getting after them. I think that's going to be a difference. I think the Chargers hit one or two big plays. They score 14, maybe 17 points. I have the Patriots getting to 21 or 24. So I'm going to put it in that 24 to 14 type range there for the Chargers. Again, they hit a couple big plays, but other than that, they're held down by that Patriots defensive line. I think Marcus Jones, I don't know if he's going to have a touchdown, but he's going to have at least one big return at some point, which is going to make a difference in this game. And I think with May, wouldn't be surprised if we see some spurts here where he's good for most of the game, but maybe throws one bad pick or has a couple bad incompletions. First playoff game, in fairness to him. So that's what I think. Again, 24-14 range, I think the Patriots win.
From the 860 on the text line, 38-35 shootout, Pats miss a field goal late in the fourth, and the Chargers hit a 60-yarder to win last second.
Dicker the kicker.
Hey, the Chargers have made the third most field goals in the NFL this year.
His numbers like are ridiculous. And Dicker the kicker, I think he's what, is one or two misses in his career?
Yeah, he's nuts.
Yeah. His numbers are crazy.
Yeah, they get in a field goal range, they hit it. So let me ask you guys this, too. We have the game coming up next on WEEI, Bills-Jags. Patriots win. Are they playing the Jaguars next week?
I wouldn't be shocked if the Jaguars win. Yeah. I think the Bills have been trending in the wrong direction, and they've been kind of pulled across the finish line by Josh Allen and James Cook. I would not be shocked if the Jaguars take care of business here. I think that they are an underrated team. I'm not terrified of Trevor Lawrence coming to Gillette. I think that the Patriots coaching staff is experienced enough, and there's enough tape on Trevor Lawrence to take care of business there. But yeah, I'm picking the Jaguars in this one.
I'm not. I think Liam Cohen's done a great job with the Jaguars. Their defense is legit, but I just can't trust Trevor Lawrence in a big game like this. I know he got to 4,000 yards this year, but the ratio still wasn't that good. The offense has been okay, but it's sputtered at times. So I'm going to go Josh Allen and the Bills.
I'm going to go with the other Josh Allen, Josh Hines Allen and the Jaguars to win this game. And I think a lot of people around here look at the Jaguars as, oh, it's the Jags. They suck every year. Like, it's a nice story. They're legitimately good. And since Jacoby Myers got there, their offense has been totally different and much better. Liam Cohen's done a great job. I also give a touch. That defense, man, they get after it. So
yeah,
I don't,
they're legit.
I think the best-case scenario for the Patriots is the Bills and the Steelers win, so you play the Steelers next week. I think you're going to end up playing the Jaguars at home.
I think this is Josh Allen feels inevitable in this postseason, but we'll see.
If they end up playing the Jaguars at home, bet everything you have in your betting app that Jacoby Myers is going to score a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, he was allergic to the end zone when he was here.
Took going years. To happen. Yeah.
For years.
Well, guys, it was a pleasure previewing this game. Patriots tonight, first home playoff game since January of 2020. WEI Football Sunday at 4:30. Make sure you tune in.
Yes.
Go Pats, and have a good day.
Monday and Friday.
WEEI. New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.